in the world going on out here?
All these people are here for the merch, but we're sold out.
They're here for the merch?
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing. The merch is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
The merch is amazing.
Welcome to The Fallen State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't forget to help us fight censorship by hitting the thumb up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. I have with me today stand-up comic Graham Elwood. He is the host of the YouTube show and podcast, The Political Vigilante. Right?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're kind of researching on you last night that you were a comedian, for, as I just read. But you decided to become a YouTube podcaster. Why did you decide to change?
I still do stand-up comedy, but I decided to go into, it was after the election in 2016, and I saw everything that happened. I saw the corruption of the DNC in their own primary. I was not happy with the result of Trump winning, but I blame the Democratic Party for letting that happen. I just saw the whole system as being corrupt.
Right.
And I was talking to my friend Jimmy Dore, who'd been doing his show for a long time, and he said, "How's your condo in Santa Monica?" And I told him my whole story of losing it, mainly as a result of Obama letting the banks take it from me.
Beta male.
Yeah. So Jimmy said, "Hey, man, you got something to say,
and
you should start talking about it." So I did. And I just started very simply talking into my iPhone, literally sitting at my breakfast table reading the LA Times. That's how the show started two and a half years ago. So I just.
And so what was it like losing it? Was it hard for you losing your condo?
Yeah, it was my retirement. So I've been working in show business since I've been living in Los Angeles over 20 years. So I did over 300 episodes of TV, and I bought a little house in the valley. It appreciated in value, and I then moved down to the beach in a better area. And I was like, this is going to be my retirement.
Right.
So it'll weather, you know, the ups and downs of show business. I'll have this piece of real estate. And losing it was brutal. I mean, it was like it really, I didn't tell people for a long time. And when I first started doing my show and Jimmy would have me on his show, he would always like push me to tell the story. I didn't like telling. I felt embarrassed. I felt like a loser, a failure.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not that good. Maybe at whatever. And telling the story and then seeing more research, like Dave Dane doing his book Chain of Title, showing me what really went on. And I took the disappointment and the sense of failure and focused it into outrage and what can I do about it.
Yeah.
And telling my story, and every time I tell my story, I get two reactions. One, that happened to me or my mom or dad or something, somebody telling me a similar story.
Yeah.
Or two, boy, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought all that stimulus money helped people. I'm like, no.
No.
No, it did not.
No, not at all. So did you vote for the Fallen Messiah?
Well, Trump just called himself God, so I don't know if that was him or you're talking about Obama.
Obama.
Oh, yeah. I voted for Obama twice. Yeah.
So you got what you deserved then.
I took the man at his word. I thought he was going to be like a new FDR.
But after the first year, the first 4 years, you knew he were not what he said, right?
Right.
What made you vote for him the second time around?
You know, I think I bought into that lesser of two evils thing against Mitt Romney, which is shocking because I look back on my own voting history and I voted for Bill Clinton in 92. And in 96, I said, no way. And I voted for a third party candidate.
Right.
And, I wish I would have done that in 2012. One of the motivations for my show is I felt like I'm mad at myself for not speaking up sooner.
Yeah.
Losing my home and then watching him drone strike the Middle East.
Yeah.
And talking to my friends saying, if Bush was drone, he's dropping more bombs than Bush.
Right.
Tell me how he's better.
Yeah.
And so it's a big motivational thing of I don't know that I would put it in the terms that you just put it in if I got what I deserve, but I definitely felt like it's more of my responsibility to speak up more and show that the whole system is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Goldman Sachs has been in every presidential cabinet since Reagan.
Amazing. So do you agree that Obama is a beta male? Beta male.
A beta male?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that term means. What do you mean?
You never heard of beta male?
No.
Really? I'll tell you as we move forward.
Okay.
Is it true that you are a progressive?
Yes, sir.
And what is a progressive?
For me, now that term has been co-opted since 2016. Everyone's calling themselves a progressive, just like someone puts eco on something and you're supposed to lead to believe that it's good for the environment when
right.
it is not.
Right.
It's like someone saying coexist on their Prius and they flip you off in traffic. It's about like that. So for me, a progressive is $15 an hour minimum wage, Medicare for all, free college tuition, and ending all of these ridiculous wars and a Green New Deal.
Amazing. And so how did you become an aggressive, or have you always been one?
I've always been pretty left, but I think I've been watching what's happening and watching two things. One, I just say Trump is the most vulgar version of what every president has ever done. You know, when everyone got all mad at the Muslim ban, I said, well, yeah, that was bad. But so when Obama was bombing the Muslims in the Middle East, that we were cool with.
Amazing.
You know,
yeah.
And they're like, and everybody with, we got to impeach Trump. I say, okay, so we'll have Pence in there. His tweets will be polite. I go, when Obama dropped 26,171 bombs, his tweets were polite.
Yeah.
I said, so I just feel like I'm going to just keep calling out the whole ridiculous system. I say on my show, there's not two parties, there's two classes. There's the ruling class and everybody else. And everything else is just professional wrestling.
So you say you've always been a progressive?
Yes, but I've been pushed more to the left. In watching things go this way, it makes me want to go even harder left.
But that's even worse than a progressive then, right?
Not in my opinion.
No, because they had a... There's this like baddie woman who is a, I think her name Cortez out of New York.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. Isn't she like way, way past progressive? She went so deep, she went past hell.
Well, I guess this is
She went past Satan. Satan, like, where are you going? You're home now.
I don't agree with that at all.
Oh, agree with her?
I agree with a lot of her policies because here's the thing you got to
really?
Understand. Yeah, because look. People like...
But she, like, look crazy.
I think she's fed up.
What?
I think she's just fed up because, look, we live in the richest country in the
Would
history of the
Would you marry her? See there?
Yes.
You would marry her?
Well, I don't know if I want to get married again. I've been divorced.
Would you close your eyes at night while she's in bed?
Yeah, I don't think she's evil. I don't think she's evil. I think she's seeing the injustices of late-stage capitalism. And we live in the richest country in the history of the world, and we're always told, when we want something good, how are we going to pay for it? Nobody asks, how are we going to pay for all these 9 wars that we're in? How are we going to pay for this new bomber?
But
how are we
going to pay for this? Why doesn't she give up all her capitalist stuff? Her airplane, her money.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez
doesn't... Her travel expenses.
She doesn't have...
Her guy was just caught. One of the guys that worked on her campaign was caught doing something with money. I don't remember
okay,
what.
Okay, but she's not wealthy. She was waiting tables and she lives in the Bronx.
Well, they need to put her back in the kitchen.
Well, that I don't agree with.
She was
with
quieter too. In the kitchen. Don't you think?
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that.
No? So let me ask. So real men are not progressive men. They are more conservative, logical thinking men. Why is it that? How did you become an illogical progressive
Well, male? I don't agree with your question. So now you're framing a question saying that you're saying I'm illogical because I'm progressive.
But you do agree real men are illogical and progressive people are illogical, right?
No, I don't agree with that.
But progressive me, you don't know what you want. You're confused about things. You're up and down emotionally and mentally.
I don't agree with that statement at all.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't agree with that.
Why
statement.
Not?
Because it's not accurate. You're simplifying political and social ideologies into either this or that. So I think human beings are highly complex, and so that's just to say. So any man that's a conservative, that generalization is just as is off and ridiculous as a left-leaning person go, oh, all conservative guys, they're all racist, gun-toting Jesus freaks.
But they are.
All right, you're just being, all right, we're just trying to get a lot of likes on this video. Is that what we're trying to do?
But in all seriousness, you don't see real men being a progressive person.
Well, you and I must have
a woman's nature than a man's nature.
Well, see, I don't. Then your definition of real man and mine might be completely different.
What is a real man?
To me, it's a whole man. It's he can be strong. He can show his sensitivity. He can
sensitivity.
Yeah.
Where do you get that from?
Where do I get that from?
Where being would a real man get sensitivity from? That's the nature of a woman.
Well, I don't agree with that. So you don't have sensitive feelings. You don't watch something and it doesn't make you cry. If something hurts your feelings, you don't express it. You feel like you got to stuff that down. I don't.
Really? Was your father a sensitive man?
Kind of. He was pretty angry.
And did you identify more with him or your mother?
I identified more with him. I mean, I played football. I did all those like man things. I study martial arts, but I don't understand this need to. Everyone's got to be shoehorned into these simple categories. I don't get it, because I've met too many people all over the world that break down all of these typical classifications or stereotypes.
What's the difference between a man and a woman?
Well, these the obvious one.
Besides the physical part, they're changing that now. And they're trying to take off the women part and put on men part. You notice that?
Yeah.
So the man must have something going on that even men don't realize. But what's the difference between a man and a woman, other than the physical part?
Well, I mean, there's obviously physiological stuff that we can get into, but also, why does everything have to be defined as either this or that? It's the same definition of like, so you're a black conservative, correct? Well, a black man should be a liberal, Democrat, correct?
I used to be one, but God forgave me.
Right. So you've broken a cultural or social norm. So why does a definition of a man have to be either this or that? Why can't it be? I study martial arts. If anyone came at me, I'd drop them. And also, I can cry pretty easily because I'm a sensitive dude.
You are?
Yeah.
Does your wife know that?
I don't have a wife.
Well, no wonder.
Oh, that's it. I cry too much.
So what's the difference between a man and a woman?
Again, you keep wanting me to give you
is there a difference?
Well, of course there's a difference.
Other than the physical part, is the difference?
Sure, men have testosterone, which can make them more aggressive. Women have hormones and chemicals in their body that can make them more emotional. But that's not to say that men can't. I think the problem is people living out in these cultural extremes. I think we tell young girls, always be nice, always be sweet, and they're never allowed to be angry or aggressive or anything like that. And if they do, we call them crazy. And then we tell little boys, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. And then we wonder why we have toxic masculinity.
What's toxic masculinity?
Oh, toxic masculinity is being like overly male. Everything's got to either be...
Can't be overly male. Either you're male or not. You cannot be overly male.
I think you can. I think you can be too aggressive, like a meathead, like a big, fighty meathead. Because that man doesn't know how to express his other sensitive emotions, so the only thing he has is fighting
or
anger.
But a man that is sensitive is a woman.
No, that's ridiculous.
So what happened?
So your definition of a man is a strength?
You were married at one point, right?
Yes, sir.
So when your wife woke up mad about nothing, carrying on, taking it out on you, if you are sensitive, how were you able to handle that?
Well, you love the loaded question. So you load up the questions.
How's that loaded?
All right, then you're going to ask a question about the question. So, all right, got it.
But how did you handle her when she woke up just crazy about nothing?
I don't remember any times where my wife woke up crazy about nothing.
She had to, otherwise you would be with her now.
No, one of the things that was not easy for her, well, we came from different cultures. She was Brazilian. I was American, so that was a challenge. And I was also going through trying to save my house. I'm not blaming my divorce on the foreclosure, but it sure didn't make it easy.
Yeah. So when you lost your house, you lost her too?
Not necessarily. But it made the... It just... It, financial stress exacerbates any other stresses you're having in your life, any other relationships, work relationships, anything. It made everything stressful.
Was it your choice to have to divorce or hers?
It was mine.
And so did you want to divorce because you were stressed out behind the financial issues?
There was a lot of stuff. It was like not feeling supported, or there was some, there was communication stuff. And part of that is just, you're talking about a language barrier. Even though I spoke some Portuguese and she spoke English far better than I spoke Portuguese, it still made it, and there's just cultural differences.
Why did you marry her then?
Well, we fell in love.
You fell in love with someone you could even communicate with because of the language barrier? Would y'all gave hand signs?
Have you ever been to Brazil?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you go to Brazil, you'll come back with a different attitude.
Well, I know they have not beautiful women there.
A lot of beautiful women.
And so you married her because you're beautiful?
Yeah, we got along. A lot of things were great, but I think I maybe, you know, I'm an artist and sensitive. In your definition,
sensitive.
That means I'm not a real man,
yeah,
which
don't,
I don't agree with.
Don't let another woman know you're sensitive. They're going to beat you up.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, women hate sensitive men.
So there's 3.5 billion women in the world, and you've just, all of them feel the same way.
All of them.
Okay. All black people are gangbangers.
Almost. Thank you. Okay. I didn't know you were going to admit to that. But
I don't agree with that. I'm just calling out your nonsense.
Oh, okay. But listen. But women hate weak men, and for a man to be sensitive, now they
some
want...
Some women do. I don't... Yeah, I just don't agree with that.
I guarantee you have never met, and you will never meet a woman that loves a sensitive man. They'll say they do to draw you in, and then they'll wipe the floor with you.
Dude, I'm sorry you've had a lot of women mistreat you, but you know that. Don't lump me into that category, my friend. I'm real sorry.
Do you have children?
No, sir.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
You'll be having sensitive children.
Oh, no. What if I had sensitive children? What if I had a young boy that was, like, sensitive and caring, and he wasn't a meathead that fought everybody?
He would get beat up going to school.
No, he wouldn't. He'd know martial arts like me. Anybody calls me sensitive or wants to come at me, you can make fun of me all you want. Someone tries to put their hands on me, I'm going to feed it to them. And then I'm going to feel bad.
But don't let the women know that.
What? Don't let women know that I'm a martial artist?
Right. They don't want you to be an alpha male. They want you to be a beta male. A sensitive male. So, and one last thing about that. In being sensitive, are you saying sometimes you feel like a man and sometimes you feel like a woman?
No, I'm saying, here's the thing. I'll say this. The men who feel like, and we're conditioned to feel like being sensitive makes us weak or strong, or I don't want to show my weakness. So the fact that I'm not afraid to show my weakness or my sensitivity or my vulnerability means I'm actually stronger and more of a man than anybody.
Amazing. And so I've never heard of anyone conditioning you to feel, to be a man. Who conditioned you to be sensitive? Because men are not conditioned to be strong. They're naturally that way. They're born that way. They're created that way. Nobody told me to be strong, to be a man. It's in me to be that way. Who told you?
But somebody told you when you were crying as a little child to shut up, don't cry, that somebody conditioned you to be that way, to think that that
but
is
likewise,
a form of weakness when it isn't.
They were
correct?
My,
correct, though? You didn't
yeah,
answer
they,
my,
okay. Right. But they also say that to my sisters, too. Stop whining. Stand up. Don't whine. It's a weakness. It's a sign of weakness. So what you're saying, the sensitivity of a man or a woman is a weakness.
You're saying that. I just told you I do not think that. So we need to just kind of agree to disagree here, friend, because I don't agree with you.
Amazing. What would happen to you if you became a real man? What do you think would happen to you?
Well, I am a real man.
I mean,
your definition, but by mine.
A sensitive man. What would happen to you?
I can tell you what would happen. I would be in more fights. I would be in more trouble. I went to jail when I was this is toxic masculinity. Your definition of a real man is what I define as toxic
masculinity. But I've never been in jail.
I stuffed, you're asking me my question. How would I react, Jesse? Yeah. I stuffed it down and then everything was a fight. Everything was a fight. And I started studying Buddhism and martial arts. And I realized that victory comes with the sword still in the scabbard. So any guy that was challenging me, I got scars. I spent nights in jail. So,
but I've never been in jail all my life, and I had one fight in my life.
So you're not a real man then? If you haven't gotten in a lot of fights, you're not
a real
man.
A real man know how to deal with issues without fighting. Oh. A sensitive man end up in fights.
I don't agree.
Okay. So yeah. I read that you voted for this Jill Stein in 2016.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Why? Yeah. So my choices were Trump or Hillary Clinton, another criminal. So the two main criminals of the ruling class. They're all friends, by the way. Now we know they're all hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. Then there was Gary Johnson of the Libertarian Party. The Libertarians are usually just disenfranchised, wealthy Republicans. I've never met like a poor working class person that became a Libertarian.
Well, you better hope you never meet one.
Yeah, because they don't exist.
Right.
And I like the Green Party platform because the reality is if we don't fix the environment, we're all dead.
You really believe that this whole Green New Deal thing, you believe in that too?
Yes, sir.
So I know that Cortez woman running around like a mad whatever, pushing that. I noticed that when she travels, she still traveled by plane and all that airplane. So if she really believes in the Green New Deal, why doesn't she take a mule or walk to where she's going? Doesn't she show what she believes first rather than enjoying it and then complaining about it?
Well, she doesn't ride on private jets, so she can barely
afford
it.
Why does she take a jet, period? She need to walk over there.
So how are we supposed to
take a mule?
So we're all born into this society, so how do we change it?
By first becoming an example of the change that you want.
Oh, okay.
And so she should, if she's really an honest woman and mean what she says rather than try to manipulate and control, why does she take a mule? I used to take a wagon to town.
How many women cheated on you growing up, man?
No.
How many women lied and
no,
cheated?
No, why does she take a mule to be the example of what she's...
Well, you know that's a ridiculous thing.
Why?
Look at
not
our society.
Not any more than a Green New Deal thing. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But why does she take a mule?
Why doesn't she take a mule? Do you see a lot of mule stables? Do you see a lot of blacksmiths on this street here? Do you see that? Where are they? Where are the mules and the blacksmiths for us to take?
Well, she could start
on every corner, there's a gas station.
She could start building those things. She can ride the mule there, take and hitch it to a tree or something until she gets a stable built.
Okay.
But why does
so it's either airplane or mule.
Why does she set the example?
She's trying to set the example.
She hasn't set one.
I disagree. What she has done is she's not taking all of the corporate money that buys both political parties. She's voting against both her political party on a daily basis because people like Nancy Pelosi, they're bought and paid for. And even so much so that they say, we're going to resist Trump. And then they, 300-some Democrats said, yeah, Trump, you can have your border wall bill. And Ocasio-Cortez says, well, what's the point of having a control of Congress if we're not even going to vote against this president that we all claim to not like?
You for open border?
We need some... I don't know that I'm for open borders, but we need something that isn't as inhumane as what's happening now. But again, people on the left scream about what Trump is doing, which is bad, but Obama deported 3 million people.
He built the cages.
Yeah, too. He did the cage thing, too.
Why don't they complain about the fallen Messiah they're doing with the Great White Hope?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
And so, do you believe, are you for a wall going up around the borders?
No.
You're not for a wall?
No.
Are you for the wall in Israel? Israel has a wall around it. Do you support that?
No, there's a lot of problems. Israel is really abusing its power, and it has put Palestine in an apartheid state.
They need to be there. Believe me.
I don't agree with that.
So you're not for the wall around Israel or the United States?
No.
Why not?
How many walls did Jesus build?
I lost the count.
Oh, he had a lot of walls built?
Believe me. But he had the wall of truth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that was sticking in the walls of lies. And so you're not for the wall, meaning then that you want an open border.
There has to be a better solution than what this is now. This is inhumane. First of all, what I would do, we got to stop sanctioning all these countries. We sanction these countries, which is a form of warfare. We create more refugees. We're like, these refugees. Well, here's an idea. Don't sanction the country, which causes poverty and creates people wanting to leave. Don't bomb that country, which causes people absolutely wanting to leave. So if we stop sanctioning and bombing, which we're using our own tax dollars to do, we'll have less refugees to begin with.
But how about putting the wall up and keep the rest of them out?
Well, first of all, they wouldn't want to come here if we made sure life in their country wasn't
horrifying.
But
it's not our responsibility to make
we're making it worse
their
right now.
Life work.
No, we are making it worse. Our sanctions and our wars make people's lives worse.
Well, now we have no other choice because they're invading us.
No.
We need to make them stop invading us.
We're creating the situation.
No.
Uh-uh. We're creating
the
situation.
No, I was born at night, but not last night.
Uh-huh.
We are not making it worse.
Oh, really? So you think sanctions are a good thing? You think when people don't have, when we're like
absolutely.
In Venezuela, which is the number one oil reserves in the world.
Right.
That's why we want to go there.
Because look at the people in poverty by, as a result of the government over there.
And then we sanction it to make it even worse. We compound the problem.
To make them treat the people fairly.
No. They treat the people worse.
And then to force the people to stand up and fight back.
You need to do a little research on the CIA. Because anytime there's a country that has natural resources that we want and they won't give them to us, Venezuela will not give us their oil. They want to nationalize it and give the profits to their own citizens, which is a good thing. When they say no, then we come in and say, oh, you're out.
But that's not true.
Well, oh my, what?
No.
What, did, are you sure you didn't born last night? We've been doing this since the 40s. CIA did this to Mossadegh in Iran.
But let me do this because of time.
Okay.
I know you're going to agree with me on this one. You might not agree with anything else, but you will agree that this whole idea of climate change is just a way for them to steal our freedom. They want to control us.
I don't agree. The way they've already stolen our freedom is through making us a surveillance state, which George Bush did and then Obama expanded on. You gotta look at what the intelligence community and the deep state has done. So climate change, so there's the
it's
oil
not
lobby.
Real, though. It's just, this whole idea, it's hard for me to even discuss it with you because it's like discussing something that they're trying to make up. And then what it would do is have a conversation. It'll have a conversation with a group of people like those people that is totally insane. It would be like trying.
What are they making up?
It would be like trying to convince my wife if I had one that she was sane. I know that she's insane.
Right. So what are they making up? Are they making up the satellite photos that show the polar ice caps melting, the rising sea levels, the extinction event, the climate
but
refugees?
They can't do anything about that.
Oh, really?
The Earth has always been in control of the Earth since mankind.
So things and climate is always
changing.
There's five
things always happening.
Islands of floating garbage.
And
who created that?
I mean, we need to keep the Earth clean as possible, but we don't need a crazy nutty woman like Cortez trying to tell us how to do it. She can't even run her own life.
Yeah, that I don't agree on that. There's the evidence. So 97.
The woman is living with a man that she's not even married to.
Oh my God! What are we gonna do?
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's.
Now, would you want a woman telling you what to do if she's living with a man that she's not even married to?
Yeah, I don't care.
Would you want a woman like that telling you, a sensitive man, what to do?
She's not this. She's would a politician.
No, would you want her telling you what to do though?
I don't want anyone telling me what to do.
Especially her, right?
Well, you're trying to box me into a thing.
No, I'm just asking you.
Come on, dude.
I'm just asking you a man-to-man question. Would you want a nutty woman like that who living with a man that she's not married to telling you what to do?
No, you're bringing this question up because I pointed out the fact that climate change is not cyclical. It's happening right now.
That's not why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah, you are. You didn't answer my question.
What?
You answer questions with a question. So that's how I know you're not answering
But you're my guest. So what do you say? Would you want a woman like that telling you what to do when she's living with a man and not married to?
Yeah. If I agree with her positions, I don't care what her personal life is.
You are sensitive.
I want what's right.
Are you going to cry before this is over?
I don't know. If I do, I might swing, too.
Ooh. Oh,
I know, right?
I know karate.
No, you don't.
I know judo.
No, you don't.
I know Joe.
No, you don't.
Okay. What do you think about these four radical women in Congress, Omar, Cortez, Tlaib, and Presley?
I think they're actually breaking we have a kleptocracy run by oligarchs, okay? There's the 1% and they run and control everything. And so the Republican Party's owned by like the NRA, the Democrats are owned by AIPAC. Both parties are controlled by the oil lobby and the big pharmaceutical companies and the banks.
And so for those reasons, you're going to go in and agree with four insane, illogical, just nutty women don't agree with these things?
I don't think, well, you're presupposing that I agree with you. I do not agree with you that they're insane, nutty women. I think they're bringing
up... You think they're sane?
Yeah, I think they're bringing up really good...
Do you smoke pot?
No, I'm sober.
Well, you probably need to smoke some.
Well, so you don't. So if you think they're insane, so you think what? Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump are sane men?
Wait until I get to that. Oh, I got good news for you about that. There's this woman, Representative Presley. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's one of the nutcases. She said that they don't need brown people who don't want to be a brown voice. Is that progressive? Meaning that all brown people got to act and say what they do. If not, they don't need them.
No, it's not. That's identity politics, and that's by design to keep the left divided.
Is that evil for her to say that?
I don't know if it's evil, but it's definitely identity. Identity politics has been very successful at keeping the left divided.
Is that insane for her to say that?
As I've said now for the third time, no.
Are you happy that Israel denied entrance to Omar, Representative Omar and Tlaib?
It shows the hypocrisy of America that if another country were to deny two other, like let's say Russia denied Mitch McConnell and Susan Collins entry into Russia, everyone would be up in arms. How can they do that? They're a crazy state. But Israel does it and we're like, good for them. It just shows how the Israel, AIPAC, controls us. They own us. You follow the money. So if you follow the money, you can see who controls what.
If you knew that someone was your enemy before they came into your home, it's clear that Omar and Tlaib are the enemies of America and of Israel.
Do you know
you
what?
You know that in advance, right?
Sure.
And so knowing that, and then they want to come into your home, would you let them in?
They're Congress. They're representing the United States.
Would you let them in first? Then I want
to. Well, let me ask you this. According to this thing, because I think I know your answer to this, right? So you wouldn't let them in, correct? Of hell no. No way. Okay. So you know who the CIA, head of the CIA?
No. That's what we're
talking about. No.
Then I will respond to your question.
Okay.
Would you let your enemy in if you know in advance that they're your enemy? Would you let them into your home?
I would try to make them, let's sit down and talk reasonably.
Would you let them into your home if you knew they're your enemies before?
If the head of the CIA said, listen.
I ain't asking about no CIA. Would you let the enemy into your home knowing that they're your enemy?
Yeah, I answer your question and then you ask it the second time.
Would you
time.
Say yes or
I
no?
I said yes.
You
I said,
would?
Yeah, I try to reason with
you
them.
You are sensitive.
Only a woman would do that. No, it's the code of the samurai. You need to study samurai code. Victory comes with the sword. Is samurai sensitive too? Yeah.
You better drop samurai.
Well, they also had swords. They were trained killers.
Well, he wasn't doing anything with them.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
You don't know anything about samurai history.
Well, it sounds like he's sensitive.
Let me ask you this question. If the head of the CIA, the former head of the CIA, said, you know who the number three the threat to America is, who the number three violator of us on a cyber level and the number three country, there's Russia and China, are the first two countries that send the most spies and the most cyber attacks. Do you know who number three is? Israel.
Right, and your point is what?
Then would you invite Israel into this country?
If I saw Israel as my enemy and I knew that in advance, no, I wouldn't let him in.
Okay, but the CIA has just said they're the third worst enemy we have.
You let your enemy in.
The CIA said Israel is the third worst enemy we have and you're letting them in.
No, the question is, if I knew that it was my enemy.
Well, I'm telling you, the CIA knows.
Bill, come and fix my mic. So... the answer is no. I would knew that the CIA was right,
CIA said this,
and I knew that they were my enemy, I would let my enemy in my home. But
then
you're saying yes, you would.
But no,
would you let Israel in, knowing that they're your enemy?
No.
But you would let Ilhan Omar in.
What's the threat? She doesn't agree with me. What's
She's
her
your
threat?
Enemy.
But she doesn't have Mossad. She's just one congresswoman that has beliefs. If she's just one person that
That's
didn't have
amazing
a
amazing to hear you say that.
Well, so Mossad is tied into Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein and the CIA. So the Mossad is part of a international sex trafficking pedophile.
And what does
pedophile.
That have
so they're
to
pure
do with
evil.
Knowing your enemy before
they're,
you let them in? You
they're the enemy.
But if you, I'm saying that
they're
if
more
I knew,
of the enemy than one congresswoman
knew,
that has a point of view.
You may or may not be right, right? But the question is, we know that Ilhan Omar and Tlaib are the enemies of America and of Israel.
I don't agree.
And I wouldn't let them in knowing that, but you said you would.
Well, I don't agree with, I don't think they're the enemy. They have, there's a lot of the views that I agree with, even if they had views. So then, do I think Mitch McConnell is the enemy? Would I not let him into my home?
Would you?
I would let Mitch McConnell into my home.
If you knew Mitch was your enemy, he spoke out against you in a negative way, said things that are not true.
He has.
And he hates you, you would still let him in.
Yeah.
Because you're too sensitive not to
let him in? No, I'd eat him alive in a one-on-one conversation.
Amazing. Are you happy the way the Great White Hope dealt with Ilhan and Tlaib when Israel refused to let them in?
How's that, Trump?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, he's a jackass.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Why do you hate the Great White Hope so much?
Well, he's a 12-year-old girl has accused him of raping him under, there's that.
You believe that?
Yeah, he gave a 1.5
trillion. I'm going to let you name them all.
Okay.
So you believe that the 12-year-old girl who said he raped her.
Yeah.
You believe her.
Yes.
Do you have proof of it?
Do you have proof that it isn't?
No. Stay with me.
No.
Do you
can
have
you
proof?
Can you disprove it?
I neither believe it or prove or disagree, because I don't know. Why would you believe it without the proof? Because those women will do the same thing to you.
These are court documents.
As soon as you start being a real man, it's going to happen to you.
Uh-huh.
But why would you believe it without proof?
Because there is. These women have testified, and not to mention
it's still hearsay.
You think Bill Clinton?
No, let's stay with Trump.
Well, let's stay with powerful
men. Bill Clinton finally admitted he did what he did. So, yes, I believe he did what he did. But other than hearsay, you are believing it. Why would you believe it without proof? Is that right to do?
Well, there's a lot of proof here. There's a lot of...
All you have is hearsay.
No.
One person talking...
One woman worked at Mar-a-Lago. He owns Mar-a-Lago. He's been on Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
Why would you believe a 12-year-old girl without proof about the president?
There's other corroborating evidence to prove it.
There's still no proof.
There's corroborating evidence.
Still hearsay.
Do you understand those words? Corroborating and evidence. Well...
Was he proven to be guilty of what they said?
They have enough evidence to where I think he's guilty.
Was he proven to be guilty of what they said?
There hasn't been a trial yet.
And so why would you believe it then?
Because there's enough evidence. Again, I feel like I keep answering the same
question.
But
you don't have any evidence. All you have is hearsay.
It's not hearsay.
Do you think that's right?
For you to not understand the term corroborating
for
evidence?
You to believe,
no, I don't think corroborating it's right that you don't understand stupid words woman said and you the keep talking thing. Over me asking the same question.
Well, all you're saying is some other woman came out of hell and said the same thing. So now they're corroborating.
2,000... documents became unsealed August 9th. In there, it shows all of the people that are guilty involved in this Epstein thing. It's going to get covered up because the ruling class is going to cover this up. But in it is evidence against Bill Richardson, evidence against Dershowitz, Bill Clinton.
You're talking about the Great White Hope.
Yeah, I'm saying all of them. He's part of it. He's part of the ruling class.
That's amazing that you would believe against any of those guys without proof. Women would say anything, especially when they get mad at you, don't like you.
I think...
Or they can't control you. They'll make up a lie and feel nothing about it.
There's enough...
Am I right?
Can we keep track of how many times I'm saying corroborating evidence? Is that a 10?
So that's not a reason to believe it.
Corroborating evidence
it's
for me...
It's not a reason to believe it.
You need to talk to some investigators and prosecutors, and they would say otherwise.
How about innocent until proven guilty?
Sure, but I... Let's
you don't
prosecute
seem to
them.
Go for that.
I don't understand why you're putting words in my mouth, but I think there's enough to show. Not to mention, let's go down the other thing. He said he was going to drain the swamp. He put in bankers. He put in ExxonMobil. He said, I'm going to help the working man. He gave a $1.5 trillion tax break to who? The rich, the wealthy.
That's we got one, too. I got one. My employees got a tax break.
I didn't.
Maybe you weren't working at the time.
No, I'm working plenty.
So you didn't get any tax break?
No.
No cut. Well, maybe they're ripping you off. You better talk to your boss.
Oh, I'm my own boss. People ripping me off with the
IRS. Oh, well, you get it when you file income tax.
Yeah. I didn't get any tax breaks.
Have you filed yet?
Yeah.
You did? Well, you're a liberal, right? Progressive.
I'm a progressive. Not
well,
liberal.
You don't deserve it.
Oh,
Give it to the people.
Oh, like Trump did? He gave $1.5 trillion to his rich buddies. He didn't give anything to the people.
So you don't like the fact that he cut back on taxes. You don't like the fact that he deal with the enemies of good. You don't like the fact that he's not afraid to speak up. You don't like internet.
So let me talk the way you talk. So you don't like these amazing women that have been ordained by God that are doing God's work, and you like the devil who's Donald Trump. So how do you rectify the fact that you only like evil that's at the behest of the corporate oligarchs?
None of those women have been ordained by God.
Oh, no,
if
yes,
they
have.
Were ordained by God, I would have much respect for that.
So you...
The president has been. He stand up and deal with evil.
Okay. That's why he's Antifa. Bombing the world.
Should Antifa be labeled a terrorist group?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think definitely white nationalists should be.
They are white. So should they be labeled?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a white nationalist and Antifa?
That's a good question. I think the white nationalist seems to be more in line with what the Nazis were.
What's a white? What do you mean? A white nationalist lead that... But,
they believe the white race is better.
It means that it's a white person who put the country first?
No, well, that's what they'll tell you, but when they wave the Nazi flag, that's... I had two uncles that fought in World War II, so they're in line with an enemy of America, which was the Nazis in Germany. So they're clearly domestic terrorists if they're waving around the flag of a country that we fought against. My uncles fought Nazis. And these guys are going to do this salute and wave Nazi flags, and then some of them are Trump supporters? They should be domestic terrorists.
When Mexicans come into our country and are already here and they wave Mexican flags, are they Mexican Nazis?
Well, we never, there was no Nazi party in Mexico, to my knowledge.
But are they anti-America and hate people of color?
Well, so you know World War II, right? You know
right,
what
I understand
happened.
That,
okay,
yeah.
So we fought the Nazis
I'm asking
in
a different
World
question.
War II.
Are you saying that they were
well, you're trying
the flag.
To equate the Mexican flag with the Nazi flag, and I'm saying...
But they hate white people.
Oh, that's just... You're making a generalization about a whole country.
Not all, but most.
Okay.
In Mexico, have you ever gone there? They don't love white people, and black people are second-class citizens. So when they wave the Mexican flag here, are they... Mexican Nazis.
Again, you're making all of these statements that I don't... You're asking me to answer a question based on statements that I don't agree with.
Amazing.
It's a loaded question. It's
are
like,
you white or Jewish?
I'm white.
And so are you don't put your country first?
Yeah, that's why I'm so critical of it, because the men that founded this country were critical
so
of it.
So are you a nationalist?
No.
And so if you're not a nationalist, how are you putting the country first?
By working for truth. I'm a truthist.
But if you're not a nationalist, how are you putting the country first? But wouldn't a truthless, whatever you said, wouldn't they put their country first?
They're putting the truth. I'm putting the truth first.
And the truth
so
is,
actually, so then maybe I'm not putting my country first.
Right, because the truth is you're putting your country first, right?
No, I'm actually putting the truth first.
What would happen to you if you should admit you're putting your country first and you're a white guy? What would happen to you?
Well, someone could label me whatever they want, and if you're trying
to... Are you afraid of that?
I don't care.
Are you a white nationalist?
No.
Are you a white put your country first?
Am I a white... Why does white and put my country first have to be in the same sentence?
Because that's what they do to white people when they say they're a white nationalist. For some reason, they make it seem as though it's a negative thing because the person's white.
Well, the person that's out there espousing that the white race is better... Their nation that they're putting first is the white race.
And that's wrong?
Well, that's offensive. And race is a construct. There's no such thing as...
Is that wrong?
There's.
I don't care about the offensive part. It's easy to offend liberals, right? But is that wrong?
Republican conservatives get offended so easy.
No, they act not like real they're conservatives. That wrong, though?
Is what wrong?
To put your country first, a white person putting the country first. And saying that we're for white people. Is that wrong?
Well, for the second part, I find that offensive. I think
it's
wrong.
Is it wrong?
Yeah,
it is
wrong.
Offensive. It's wrong.
Here's wrong because there's no subsex in human DNA. So in the animal kingdom, you have a lion and a house cat as a subsect of DNA. So there's no such thing as race. Race is a construct.
Right.
So there's no such thing as African DNA or European DNA. The only reason I look this way is because my ancestors lived in a cold, rainy island in the North Atlantic.
I understand all that. But so you're saying yes is wrong when whites say that I'm a white person and put my country first and I'm for my people, white people. They're wrong.
Yeah.
And so when black people say that, are they wrong?
You should be for all people.
How about black people? When they do and say the exact same thing, are they wrong?
Have white people been subjugated?
Black people, when they
have
do,
white people been subjugated as much?
Yes, and especially now. But are black people wrong when they do and say the exact same word? Black power, Afro, mommy Africa, whatever. Are they wrong? They want a separate state from white folks. Are they wrong?
It's disappointing, but
are they wrong?
Are they wrong?
Are they wrong?
Well, if you want to get into the same issue that I just said about race, I would like to sit down and
why is it so easy to say, yes, whites are wrong, but you can't say the blacks are wrong?
Because I understand white privilege as a white man.
Are they wrong when I'm asking, is it wrong for the black people to do the same thing?
No.
Why is it wrong for the whites and not wrong for the blacks?
Because how many whites, if a cop pulled me over, if a cop pulled you over and a cop pulled me over, we would be treated differently.
Not true. How would you be treated? How would you be treated?
I'd be treated better. I've
and
had it.
Better in what way?
I've had cops pull me over and I reach into my pocket or my bag and they're not suspicious. They don't put their hand on their gun.
And that's treating you better?
Yeah, not shooting me is better.
And that's because you're white?
I think a lot of it is.
And that's white privilege?
Some of it is.
So I got stopped by a cop recently because I was mm-hmm. speeding. Mm-hmm. And he pulled me over. He asked for my ID. I reached into my pocket like this, just like I'm doing now. He couldn't even see because he was outside the car. He let me pull. I pulled out my ID. He didn't reach for a gun. He didn't say, sir, what are you doing?
Okay.
He was polite because I was polite. I did the right thing. I didn't call him racist. I didn't say, what
sure.
you doing? I didn't say, why are you stopping me? I didn't say, you're a racist. He treated me like a human being because I treated him like a human being. Mm-hmm. Could that be the issue?
I'm sure that's some of it.
Most of it. All of
but
it.
But again, you simplify everything into it. Is this or it's that? And that's the problem is you simplify everything. It could. Would
because
that help
life
the situation?
Life is simple.
Oh, okay. Life is simple. All right.
You don't believe life is simple?
So there's no complexities in your life?
No.
None. Nothing's complex. Not your finances, not running this business, nothing here is complex.
I'm having a hoot nanny of a time.
I didn't say if you're
no,
having a good time.
Complex.
It's not. There's no complexities in your life. There's
situations come, but not complication.
Situations are complicated. So
no,
part of your life are complicated. Yeah. So
only
can you answer
you
the question? You can't answer the question.
The answer is no, they're not complicated.
There's no complications in your
none,
life.
None. Zero.
When you got pulled over by the cop, that wasn't a complication.
No.
Got a problem, get a letter in the mail, it's complicated. You got to change something, the tax thing. Somebody screwed something. No one screws anything up. Nothing ever gets complicated?
Yes.
Ah,
but not complicated.
But that's a complicated
situation.
No, it's a complicated situation.
No, situation.
So you don't even understand the word complication.
Now, for you being in a fallen state, it may be complicated for you. But when you come out of that fallen state, it's just a situation. Thank you. I thought so.
Thought what?
So.
So what? What are we arguing like 5-year-olds?
I noticed that progressive policies seem to be against freedom. Have you noticed that?
I don't agree with that
at all.
It's all
about controlling you. They want to give you free stuff. They want to offer you free health care, free
so free
care,
free health care is controlling you. Explain to me how free health care is controlling you.
Because once they give you something, they got you.
Oh, and you think right now paying the number one cause of bankruptcy in America is medical bills. And you think that's so free having to file bankruptcy because I can't afford a basic human right.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
And let me tell you why that is. Because the government got it so where you're limited as to where you can buy health care. You can't cross state line. You can't do this and do that. They have restricted you.
Have you ever done any research into where money is spent? The healthcare lobby spends in both parties equally.
Well,
that's why we don't have free healthcare.
But if we have freedom to buy cross state line or whatever we want, they can do that. But they only do it because men like you and Cortez and those women of color want free stuff.
No, it's a basic human right, and there's 22 countries
oh,
in the
I
world.
Oh, I thought of something.
There's 22 countries in the world that have free healthcare.
You said you believe in white privilege, right? That doesn't mean that we should do it just because someone else is doing it.
But their quality of life is better.
They're not an example for us.
So there's 10 cities all over the place. You're happy with that? You think that's good?
That's the Democrats' fault.
Oh.
They need to send them back home.
Oh.
But let me ask you this.
What about American people that lost their homes in the 2008 crash, which was a result of
good
Obama
question.
And Bush?
They voted for a Democrat.
Well, and Bush, but it started under Bush.
Ended with the fall of Messiah, though.
It was started under Bush.
He took them under.
Sure, he could have fixed it and didn't, but it happened under Bush.
But yeah,
you think there's a difference between the two parties? Do you think Coke and Pepsi are different?
I think there's a difference.
Do you think professional wrestling is real?
You're right about that. There's no difference between them.
You think professional wrestling is real?
No, listen. No, I don't. There's no difference between the righto Republicans and the godless Democrats. They're all the same. Except that President Trump has taken it to a new level in that he loved the people, he put his country first, he's a nationalist.
No, he's a greedy capitalist.
I gotta ask you this.
He takes his own tax, he goes golfing on your tax dollars.
That's fine, Obama did it every day.
Yeah, but Obama never golfed.
Obama never golfed?
So when you see all these
did
poor
people.
Did you
say Obama never golfed?
Never, not the way Trump did.
Did you say he never golfed?
Yeah, I don't think, when did he golf?
He went to Martha Vineyard and everybody else's vineyard.
But did he golf?
He tried. He golfed the black way. So let me do this. You say you believe in white privilege, right?
I don't believe in it, but I've seen it. I've seen it.
And have you had white privilege before?
Yeah.
Given white privilege?
Yeah.
Why weren't you given that when you lost your apartment there? Since you're white privilege, they should have said, this is a white man. He has the privilege to keep his place until he can pay or until he can do something else.
Well, why
did
they
give you the white
privilege? I didn't get it then because the banks control everything.
But you were white.
Right.
And they white.
The banks control everything.
But they white.
Right.
Why didn't they give you white
again,
privilege?
Again, we're getting into your, like, one term, you're gonna one size fits all. Like, you took a vitamin, Graham. How come your knee hurts? I'm saying vitamins don't work. You're making these crazy equations.
But you white privilege.
Listen to me now. Have I enjoyed white privilege throughout times in my life? Yes. Is it all the time? Of course not. I'm middle class. I'm not wealthy. So the 1% enjoy it.
So sometimes they treat you like you're black.
Sure.
So you lose your white privilege card at times?
Again, the ruling class, the 1%,
are they white?
Mostly, but not entirely. That's the thing.
Are they black too?
Some, yeah.
Yeah. So they take away your white privilege card?
I didn't say that. I said there's times I've enjoyed white privilege and I've seen it, and there's times I've gotten screwed over just like anyone else.
I got to move a little faster because of the time.
Okay.
You're not having so much fun. Time is gone. Who would be the Democratic candidate in 2020?
Well, who they want. The corporate Democrats, they'll want somebody that's like that'll be good for the oligarchs and the corporations, which will be somebody like Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren.
Joe Biden doesn't have a chance. He's a white, straight male. They don't want straight white males. They want a woman of color. They need a victim.
Well, I would like it to see Bernie Sanders and Tulsi Gabbard. That's who I'd like to see.
Bernie Sanders doesn't have a chance. He's a white, straight male.
Yeah. His policies resonate with more people because he runs on a populist,
progressive
platform.
Will the great white hope be re-elected in 2020?
If the Democrats put up a corporate Democrat, yeah, he'll win again.
4 more years, guaranteed.
Probably. If the Democrats do the same crap that they did in 2016, Bernie Sanders could have been a candidate and he would have beaten Trump. There's polls where Sanders would beat Trump head to head.
I doubt it. Do you love the great white hope?
Not at all.
You don't love him?
I don't, not at all. I think he's everything that's wrong with
with
America. Yeah. I mean, is everything that's wrong with America.
You hate him? You hate him?
He's greedy. He was given $1 million by his dad. He's never worked a day in his life. He doesn't understand
jealous.
The working class. He's a rich kid.
You're jealous of him.
I don't like the rich. I don't like the 1%.
Obama's rich. You
I don't like him either, man. He took my home.
You love Obama?
I just told you, I do not like Obama. He took my home. I'm going to really need, if you're going to do interviews,
you've
got to
listen.
Are
you in favor of gun control?
Yes.
You're in favor of gun control? How about universal health care?
Absolutely.
Abortion. You in favor of abortion?
Someone having a choice over their own body. Yeah, that's funny. The conservatives, you're all like, you're trying to take away my freedoms, but we should tell a woman what to do with her body.
Are you in favor of abortion?
Yeah, I just said that.
You support same-sex marriage?
Yeah.
Are you, is censorship a problem?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Corporate censorship.
How about big tech? They are treated conservatives like they're a second-class citizen. Do you support that? Like Google and all those guys.
Who?
Guga.
Who's that guy? Call
him. Are you in control? Do you support all that? This discrimination against conservatives by big tech?
By what?
Big tech.
By big tech?
Google and...
Oh, Google.
Yeah. I'm black. I'm slow, so I know you don't understand.
That's all right. So
no, I'm slow. I'm black.
Big tech is part of the problem because they are running the surveillance state. Look, the FBI, like the CIA, Facebook and Twitter are basically arms of the intelligence community.
Should they be broken up?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. Let me ask, should black people get reparation?
I've read an interesting thing about American descendants of slavery, and their case is very compelling.
Should they get reparations?
Yes.
How about the Indians?
Yes, absolutely. Native Americans absolutely should.
How about the Mexicans?
No. I mean, they have their own country. They didn't have their land taken away.
How about the Mexicans' mama? No, I'm messing with you. What kind of reparations should they get?
You know, I did a video on this, and there was a website that I went to, and it's been several months. I would have to go through. They've laid out very well, in my opinion, what, and they're very clear, like, you have to be a descendant of slavery to get, and some of the reparations were, like, changing some of the laws and stuff like that. I'd have to go back and go through that website, but I agreed with it.
I don't know if you know it or not, but I was born on a plantation mm-hmm. in Alabama, and I grew up under the Jim Crow laws, mm-hmm. colors on the signs and all that. Black people were better off then than they are today because they had family, they had God in their lives, they didn't blame white people or anyone else for their problem. They owned land, they worked hard, they treated people the way they would like to be treated, and they were not begging and women and whining. So I totally disagree that they need reparation. Problem with them now that they are families are broken, they hate God, they are begging and whining and blaming, and they have white people on the run. So I totally disagree.
I think it's capitalism is designed to keep us all divided.
I think it's time to put you on the heat, hot seat. It's time to
heat. This has been cold up till now?
It's time to heat this up.
The hot seat.
So I need quick answers from you, all right?
Well, no. I'm not going to agree to that ahead of time because already 90% of your questions are already loaded bullshit that I don't agree with. So I'm not going to just answer yes or no. You want to simplify stuff. We already don't agree. You couldn't flat out admit that you have complications in your life because that would have undermined.
No, I have situations, no complications.
Situations, but complicated situations.
No.
So there are complications in your life. You just don't want to.
We have to talk.
I think we just did.
Yeah. So, quick answer as quickly as possible.
We'll see.
Should we be worried about overpopulation?
Yes.
Are black people better at dancing?
It would depend on the type of dance.
Do you love America?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a gay thought?
A gay thought? No, I've never had a gay thought.
Are American women oppressed?
No.
Will you celebrate white history with us every year? This is our second year. July is White History Month.
No.
Will you celebrate with us next year?
No way. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing a straight pride parade and shit like that.
I'm speaking at one this weekend.
Oh, have fun.
Are you straight?
Yeah.
Why aren't you proud?
Why do I need a parade? We weren't. It was never illegal to be straight. It was illegal to be gay in this country. Gay men were arrested for being gay. They were going to
the and now
gay
they bars. Want to arrest you for being straight.
No, they don't.
Should man spreading be against the law?
Should what?
Man spreading.
Mansplaining?
No, spreading.
Man spreading?
You know how when men sit, they like to sit like this on the bus or on the airplane.
Should it be against the
they
law?
And the women want you to close your legs so they can have more room. Should that be against the law?
No, it shouldn't be against the law.
Is Melania Trump, what's her name, Melania?
Melania Trump.
Melania Trump, beautiful.
Sure.
Is evolution a lie?
No, evolution is not a lie. I know, science, huh? That'll get you every time on the conservative side of town, right?
Who will win in a boxing match?
2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 is Trump and guns.
Who will win in a boxing match, Trump or Bernie?
Oh, Bernie would knock him out.
Trump's all coked up. He couldn't land a punch. He's always on blow. His eyes are all fried from being in a tanning salon. Bernie would just go, let me tell you something, and drop him.
What's your website?
GrahamElwood.com.
How do you listen to your podcast?
You can get it on iTunes or you can go to YouTube. I'm not sure if your audience is going to really take to my show, but I appreciate you letting me plug it.
Did you have fun?
Kinda.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Sure.
Thanks for coming on. And thank you all for tuning in. That was amazing. Let me hear from you. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, and Sonny, and ring my bell. Don't forget the merch. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You call yourself a Marxist.
Yeah.
You think that it's right for the Antifa people to dress in black, arm up with guns, knives, and wood, and sticks, whatever they're doing, and go and attack a group of white men and women who are standing up for America.
I think the conversation would be a little bit different had they not killed a person and tried to kill others.
Are you talking about that stupid woman that drove into the Antifa?
No, a man drove into her.
But he was allegedly trying to get away from Antifa. Are you an Antifa person?
You know, I don't really go out and do that type of stuff, but
why
I support
not?
Them.
Why don't you do
it? I'm just busy. You and there's not much of
you're
it,
too busy dude. To go and attack other white people who are standing up for America. Is it wrong?
No, I don't think it's wrong. I think they're good.
Are you dating a Mexican?
No.
What is she?
She is who she is.
What is she?
She is Pakistan.
What?
Yeah.
Allah U Abba, folks?
Yeah.
The Fallen State.
Watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.